those that learn Lishma. It's not. In the fifth parak in Shir HaShirim, so the Klal Yisrael declares to the Umo Yisroelom, Ki choylas ahavo oni. I'm sick with love for Hashem. It's a choyleho avo. It's a love sickness. I'm chalishing. I'm sick. I crave for that love, to feel more the love of Hashem. And I guess in the golus, you know, we don't experience as much. And there's a hester ponim, and there's many difficulties and challenges, but we still crave for that love of Hashem. And then the psukim go on and on, each one according to what Rashi learns and Mefarshim learn differently, but basically the Umas HaOlam are asking Klal Yisroel, Madoy deich midoid hayofa banoshim? Madoy deich midoid shekocha yishpatono? Who is this beloved of yours that you're so excited about, that you're so choylas, avo? Where does it come from? What is it that he has that gets you so passionate about that relationship and that makes you sick when you feel that there's something that's lacking in that relationship? And then at the end of that, the very end of that perek, the final statement that the Klal Yisrael makes to the Umo Yisroelom, after all the different milas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of the importance of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they have, the end pasuk says in Tezayin, Chikoy mamtakim v'chuloy machmadim zedoidi v'zerei b'nois Yerushalayim. His chek, his palate, the words, I guess, that come out of his mouth are sweet, mamtakim v'chuloy machmadim, as his entirety is something of desire, is desirable. Ze doidi, this is my beloved. Ze rei, and this is my friend. B'nai Yerushalayim, I'm addressing the B'nai Yerushalayim and explaining to them why it is that I'm choylas av, or why it is that I feel this passionate need, craving, desire for Hashem's love. So here, Rashi, so well, let's leave the Rashi, just the Sipurnu. Sipurnu explains as follows. He says, Chikoy mamtakim, ke omru mo Hashem elokecho shoyel meimcho, kim leyiro v'chule letoiv loch. He quotes the posuk in Dvorim that says, mo Hashem elokecho, what does Hashem ask from you? Leyiro es Hashem elokecho, lava oisoy, lo leches bidrochov, lishmor mitzvoisov. And all of these at the end, the posuk firzois, it's all letoiv loch. Everything is for your benefit. So that's chikoy mamtakim. Kuloy machmadim. Kol ha-mechuven hu leman nasig chayim nitzchiyim ha-nechmodim mikol zulosam. He says the whole mechuven, the whole intent, the whole purpose of all of this, all the mitzvahs that he gives us and everything he gives us in this world, is that we should achieve eternal life, which are desirous more than anything else. There's nothing as desirous as this eternal life that we're going to achieve bischus, or as part of the plan, the mechuvan from all of the mitzvahs to bring us to this eternal life. Ze doidi ki omru ki me'avas Hashem eschem. Why is he my beloved? This is my beloved because all he does, all of this he does. He gave us all of the mitzvahs, everything l'toiv lonu, and hit all the mechuvan that give us chayim nitzchiyim. It's because kimeyavas Hashem eschem, because Hashem loves you. It's His love of us that has motivated kaviyochol all of this to come about. V'zeh rei lishichnoi b'soichenu, that He should dwell, the rei, the friend, He dwells in our midst. Ke'omru kilo yitosh Hashem esamoy. Hashem will never forsake the Klal Yisroel, and therefore He will dwell in our midst. So if you just think about it for a moment, it's really very, very, very simple. It says, first of all, chikoy mamtakim, what is so sweet about the Torah? And he quotes Yiras Hashem, which is the beginning, Mo Hashem elokecha shoyel meimcho kim leyiras Hashem, and it's all the toiv loch. It means that everything, including Yira, and Yira is something that many would say is not so sweet, which kind of Yira, Yira Saroimimus, but Yira Sa'inesh certainly is something that's not so sweet. But everything, we have to know, it's all L'toiv Lonu. And the fact that it's L'toiv Lonu, it's the, whether it's the fear, whether it's the lack of, whether it's the burden, the shmiras ha-mitzvahs, whatever Hashem is putting on top of us, but the fact that we know it's l'toiv lonu makes it chikoy mamtakim. Everything becomes sweet, whether it's painful, whether it's fearful, whether it's difficult, whether it's burdensome. But all of this, mo Hashem elokecha shoyel meimoch, and it's like the Gemara says, it's not a milsa zutrasa, yira is a very, it's a difficult thing, but all of it is sweet. Why? Because we know it's the toiv lonu. The recognition that Hashem has given us everything, all the burdens, all the mitzvahs, all the fear and all the shmiras ha-mitzvahs and all of the responsibilities and obligations and pressures that He puts upon us, but it's all the toiv lonu. All of a sudden, that l'toiv lonu sweetens it. It's chikoy mamtakim, chuloy machmadim. He says the preciousness, the desirousness is when I realize this is more desirable than anything. What? That it's all about chayim nitzchiim. This is not about temporary pleasure. This is not about the enjoyment of the moment. This is about eternal pleasure. This is Chayim Nitzchim, which is Nechmad Mikol Zulosam. That realization, that is Kuloi Machmadim. Everything, all that we do here in this world becomes desirous. Why? Because it's all the Mechuvan. When we know that Mechuvan is all to give us Chayim Nitzchim, because when you look at this world, okay, whatever it is, it's Shivim Shono, Shmoinim Shono, Kigos Chishvan Ufo. And before you know, it's all over. But when I think in terms of the mechuvan of all of this is chayim nitzchiim, that's kulei machmadim. Ze doidi. Okay, now we understand why. Because all of this is so special, is so precious, is so meaningful, is the source of our choylas avo. Because we know that it's meyavas Hashem eschem. All this Hashem has done because He loves us. But what's ze rei? The shichne b'seichenu. That seems that not only do we need to know that this is all for our benefit, not only do we need to know that there's a mechuvan of chayim nitzchim, that we talk about eternal life as opposed to anything so temporary, temporal as life, as existence in this world. And not only do we need to know that it's me'avas Hashem, all of this is because Hashem loves us. But there's another ingredient, and that seems to be the last word. I don't know if that has any significance. But ze doidi v'ze rei. B'nois Yerushalayim, you should understand that Hashem is my friend. L'shichnei b'seichenu, He dwells in our midst. I feel His presence here. It seems that that too is a critical ingredient. Ki lo yitoish Hashem es amoy. A person has to know that Hashem will never forsake the Klal Yisrael. That Hashem is with us even now. If we were to know, if we were to feel that He gave us all the mitzvahs l'toiv lonu, and the mechuvan is the chayim nitzchim, and all of this is an expression of the love that He has for Klal Yisrael. Oh, but one thing, right now we're in Golus. And right now, the friendship is a little bit, He's not with us. We're friends from the distance. Yeah, the love is there, and the eventual goal is there, and the purpose of everything is still intact, and the love that He had for us is still there. But we have no shaychus. We have no shaychus. I don't feel the shichne b'soichoy. I don't feel that hashgochus Hashem. I don't feel His involvement. I feel a little bit ozav Hashem. Hashem is forgotten us. He's It's not shaykh. That ingredient is also needed despite all the other ingredients. And I think that sometimes maybe it's that, the lack of that, and this is a suggestion, that maybe it's the lack of that ingredient that sometimes puts a damper on everything else. Because without that ingredient, it's very remote. He loves me from the vitens, from far away. Everything is for my good. There's a long-term plan. It's the mechuvan is for the chayim nitzchim, very nice, but right now I'm here in the here and now. But if I realize that, and He's with me, I feel Him now. That combined with the realization of everything, l'toiv lonu, and l'chayim nitzchim, and it's all me'avas Hashem, that completes the circle. That goes full circle. And now I can take a feel that. Zedoidi v'zerei b'nois v'shalayim. You want to know why I'm choylas avo? This really says it all. And I think that sometimes that we tend to forget all of these things. We feel burdens and we don't realize that every time we feel a burden, we have to think, L'toiv loch, that's all. It's difficult, it's maybe painful, it may be annoying, it may be overwhelming, but it's l'toiv loch, like an operation. An operation can be painful, and even the recuperation time can be painful, but it's l'toiv loch. It's a different attitude. And then, temporary versus permanent. We have to remember that. Now, it's too far away to focus only on that, and there has to be something in the here and now, that's the last part. But l'maisa, there is a mechuvin. The mechuvin is nitzchius. To think about nitzchius, the temporal world in which we live, when compared to the chayim nitzchiyim, it's absurd. What are we doing? What are we thinking about? What are we getting all excited about? What are we, crazy? Look, here, before you know it, it's over, you know. Ki goes chishvanu ufo. And then, all of that, and we know Hashem loves us, and then, but we also need that sense that He's with us. The shuchnu b'soichoi, there's hashkocha protis, Hashem is involved in every single minute detail of our existence. Nothing happens for a moment, for a split second. Everything that's intertwined, every occurrence, every nuance of every occurrence is all b'hashkocha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki lo yitosh Hashem es amoy, He's with us, He's engaged with us, He's involved with us, He takes care of every detail of our existence. And we feel that when we have that combination together, then we taka can be appreciate what this craving, desire, ki cholas ava oni, and it's only that way that we can really explain why Klal Yisrael has been able, because that's part of the questions they ask, how do you have the strength? You gave your life all the years and always giving meiser nefesh and everything. That's where that strength comes from. But it seems it's this combination that's necessary, and without it, there's something missing. All of it without one piece, it seems, is not enough.
Not enough for what?
For cholas avo, to really feel that relationship.